what do you do when you're in between a rock hard place and a skunk ravine? You're hanging out with the guys. Strap on in, honey, it's time to die. Welcome to Skunk Ravine. Get ready to die.
Don't worry, I'm not bugged.
He sat down, I said he's closer to my tongue, and then he didn't say anything. Oh my god, I'm not bugged!
So, any secrets you want to get out?
Hey, what's up? All right, well, I just got a haircut.
Look up here, I have a haircut.
Hey, got a perm.
Hey.
Don't look down here. Look up here. It's hey, new haircut.
It's in my hair.
Alex is saying that because he has the microphone in his beard.
It's literally in my beard. I don't want to put a shirt on. I'm
about
shirt
to take my
long.
Shirt off, dude. It's fucking
dude,
hot
do
in
it.
Here, dog.
Dude, bruh. Put it
just
in your hair.
Take your pants off, dude.
Dude, put a yeah. curl
you
from
do not
your
wanna,
hair.
You do not want to see the undies.
Dangle it
today,
in front
baby.
Of your face.
Take your pants off, man.
Just don't twist it around. Too. Like,
yeah, just like that.
Yeah.
No, because then it's just going to be like...
Let me see what I got.
No, I don't give a shit. I'll just sit here and be sweaty. Or I'll put it over
damn.
Here on my mullet.
You need to start wearing a tie.
Dude, I've seen...
I've got one in my garage.
Yeah. If I wore a tie all the
yeah.
time, I would probably try to kill myself like 20 times a day,
mm-hmm.
dude.
Mm-hmm.
I would just be like, oh, fuck, I got caught in the door. Oh, whoops, I slipped on some stuff, you know?
Oh.
And then it's dead, and then you find me.
Boom!
I could fucking find you.
I'm dead, and then you find it.
All right, we got our boy Tyler.
What movie is that, eh?
AKA the Chody, Chodester,
Chodemeister dude, El Chodorito.
He's visiting
El
from Minnesota. No,
Minnesota.
Mississippi.
Yeah, what? I was like, you're not fucking Minnesota.
Why not?
Because I just heard all the stories you talked about. Bro, I'm not retarded. I know my states. And I know stories from states.
Name 10.
And I saw your fucking license plate.
Name 10 more states.
Look.
Fuck.
And now I know your address. So if anybody wants to find this guy, it's...
It's
one. Nah, yeah, just,
yeah. just pepper it in throughout the episode. And yeah, we got Ashley over here on the ones and twos.
Yeah, she's
you're gonna have to
sleeping.
Say, you're gonna have to shout loud, say yo, what up, out there, radio land. All right, look up. Can you look up something for us?
Mm-hmm.
True Detective season one, Alexandria Daddario's titties. Have you seen those things?
Mm-mm.
It's oh my god, they're amazing.
Andrea Daddario?
Alexandria Daddario?
Who's that?
I know some big titty chick. She's hot.
What?
You know her?
No. She's in. She yeah. I know. I know Hollywood actress.
I'm actually making notes, but hold on.
Yeah, it's hard. Google will correct
it's a spicy
it.
Spicy one. Oh yeah, okay. I forgot. I got a spicy for you.
They'll know.
Oh, they will. I only
what
ask.
Well,
like
no, don't
dude.
Go to that.
No,
that's
no, no. Google.
Hey, you don't know what AZ is?
Hey, Google, image that shit.
Hold on, because
I know it'll pop right up.
Press the play button, but it's
yeah, don't press. Play.
She doesn't know what AZ is. It's when all those fucking
it's like
fucktards sit in an office and just AZ shit. Like it's one of those fucking.
I think it's
nobody
I
knows
think
what
it's,
AZ is.
I, feel like
I think it's A to Z
play.
Nudes. I'm pretty
but
sure you can look
that's
up.
That's the scene.
Like, that's the titties you want. Okay.
That's the scene. Here,
play it. There you go. I dig it.
What is it?
Jerkmate. God damn it. All right. No. No.
No, stop.
Gotcha.
Skip. I got to wait 5 seconds.
Gotcha, bitch.
I'm turning your safe search off, and I'm looking at these boobs, because gosh.
Oh, shit.
Is she the girl with the what? Really blue
those,
eyes?
Those are nice.
Who's
from
who
the
dates
2000s?
Charlie?
Like the movies that...
I don't know. Here. Now that's on your phone. There
I
you
know
go.
I know who she is.
But... I'd sleep in those.
It's got a taste to it.
Okay.
Yeah, they're awesome. Mm-hmm. I was just mm-hmm. thinking about them earlier. Because, no, I went I went to pay a bill,
hey,
so I searched it.
Wait. Doesn't that kind of taste like a... Like a... Some kind of... Little bit of a... A funk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it does have like a a funk to it.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Like a funky cooler, like a...
Wait, what? Like a funky cooler?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, like a plasticky...
I don't know.
Yeah.
What's the funk?
You know... It tastes chemically a little
bit. We've worked in the food industry.
Do you think it's like from the...
No.
What's it called?
It's...
Butane? Is that butane shit?
I don't know. It's... Probably.
Fuck. It's not going to probably tell you how they extracted it.
Here, let's... No, it's not going to tell you how they... The fucking science.
Your secrets.
Science. Here, let's do it. Let's get off track.
Why did you,
okay.
Because we can edit this.
Why did you bring up Alexandria Dodson's...
Oh, because earlier today I went to pay a bill.
And he was like, ah, titties.
Well, oops. Well, that happens all the time. It was always I forgot.
He was like, I fucking hate. I hate paying bills. I gotta think about titties.
I bought a pack of Bud Light, grew titties right there.
Dog, get your face out of my dick. Come over here.
Just, yeah.
Do something else.
You can put them outside.
No, so I went to pay a bill, and yeah, what I like to do is look at one titty, pay a bill, look at another titty, pay the bill.
Titty bill, titty bill.
No, I had to.
All right, ready?
I had to.
You're going to be a connoisseur. Ready?
Pay that bill, so.
Take this off my knee.
When I looked it up.
No, stop talking. Do this.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Don't. We're not going fucking Huffworms and Woozles.
Huffworms and Spoozles?
Yeah.
Was that too big?
No, you good.
Oh, okay.
But you like, I feel like you slurped it.
Oh, yeah, I went.
Yeah, don't do that.
Oh.
It's for like.
How much did that cost?
Oh. Psh, psh, psh. Oh, just a poke poke?
Yeah,
poke. Am I going to be all high now?
Well, you're going to be super high. You just literally like.
That's the plan.
Am I you driving?
Yeah, you're definitely driving.
Do I need to sit down for a minute?
He like.
Oh, shit, I'm already sitting.
He like did like a slurpy slurp.
I didn't know it was that strong. I just thought it was like...
Oh, well, just looks like do you crap. See the color of this?
It's very cummy, yeah.
Like, yeah, compared to the, like...
The black, yeah.
Like, okay. You should go to the doctor.
If one. You hack that up, that ain't...
Yeah, like, no, I mean, if you hack it up out of your dick, like... That was the other one.
Yeah, if your cum is brown.
Like, yeah, if it's brown and clumpy. All right, did we already talk about...
Dave.
We did.
Yeah.
All right. But he's Dave. Got better stories.
Oh, yeah.
Probably the same shit.
Yeah.
And is it?
Probably the same fucking
shit. He saw Dave today, man. How'd he look? About, like,
Nick,
exam?
Yeah, we were working. Nick, like, it was
I
like,
saw him walking down the like street one day.
Winter slush time frame, right?
Was this a banana?
No. It was, like, winter slush time
frame. Yeah,
I'm already at work.
Was he cross-trained?
No.
Did he cross-trained?
We were already at work for like an hour.
I can't even say.
And then Nick comes up to me. He's like, hey, you know what Dave said? I'm like, no. He's like, Dave just came through the door. And he said, he looked at me and he said, when it gets cold outside, it snows. Yep. Oh, well.
Yep. Oh, well.
Dude, he's always dropping knowledge.
Dude, he's still like fucking like... We finally moved out of the dish tank. Ryan never really wanted to move out. Ryan and Tom were back there. And then remember we'd take the fucking, like a Fred, we'd fill up a styrofoam cup full of ice and like Mountain Dew or Pepsi, take one sip on it on like a hot summer day, stupid fucking hot back there. And we'd walk by the saute line, stare at them. They'd be like, oh, hey, what's up? And then we'd whip it at the corner as hard as we fucking could so it'd explode. They'd be like, oh, come on, man. Yeah. Like, clean it up. Yeah. Walk away.
Which is, that's way better than what happened.
Damn, we were like in the my hair pit, is everywhere.
And we were just getting fucking hot pointed.
I thought my hair was all over the place, Alex. But it's gone.
Alex, what is the...
I forgot I got a haircut.
What is like, the rarest thing that you
I'm not used to it.
Where's my
hair? You got a haircut?
No, I didn't have a haircut since January 6th.
In honor of Capitol riots.
No. Motherfuckers. What?
Shaved your head.
Jan 6 haircut.
I didn't have a haircut.
Going in for my
going in for seconds, boy.
That was the last time I had my hair. What the fuck are you guys talking about?
It just the fucking Jesus the Christ. The
it happened on January 6th.
Why would I know what that is?
Because it was
hey,
like.
So, hey, question. What is the rarest thing that you own?
Probably a bunch of shit.
Probably this dog. Fuck one of
like,
my
what, like, yeah, you, the dog. Yeah, my dog. Yep.
If you took the Pawn Stars. And that guy was like, I got a guy. I don't specialize in this, but I got a guy.
Mm.
What, like, would you bring into Pawn Stars?
It's a really good question.
Maybe probably now that green and white bong you've had since...
Yeah.
I got a guy who specializes in green and white bong.
Since...
This glass isn't found on Earth anymore.
Standy Rattler...
Just say Randy.
Just say Randy. Well, even I didn't if you say his name,
I'll just blank it out.
Too. Hey, well, no. Well, I didn't say any
instead
name.
Instead of pointing directly at the
doesn't
name.
Matter.
Well, Nick and I were talking about old fucking like trading cards that we used to have. He said he's got like a ton of trading cards at his dad's house
yeah.
that he's gone through. I just found a whole bunch of my dad's house that we used to have. There like a few $1,000. You have anything like that? Like an old Pokemon card or some bullshit?
That's what I was about to get at.
You have one?
I did.
Yeah, it's somewhere in here.
Is it here?
No, I gave, because I was like, Pokemon. It's never going to go anywhere.
Yeah, same here, dude.
And yeah, like, and I gave all my... dollars. Yeah. I gave all my...
But that's like...
All my cards. Like, it was a big...
Binder full of them.
Yeah. And somebody stole my Charizard.
I like that. Someone stole my Charizard. So, like, the point of this shit?
No, but I gave it all to my like one of my nephews or whatever, not nephews, but cousins. I mean,
well, I collect shit like that. My little brother-in-law came; he's 13, and I said, "Hey, you have any Pokemon cards?" And he said, "Oh, I have some. I gave them all away. I didn't care." He's 13, right? And he said it was a Charizard. It was like rainbow looking. I said, is it this one? I showed him. It's like a $2,000 card. Yeah. And he looked at it. His jaw dropped. He's 13. And he got all pissed off.
Yeah.
Shit like that. But like, if you go to like...
Way to ruin a kid's... That's a really cool story about ruining a kid's day.
You know he's going to fucking know from now on. Like if he has anything.
Yeah. Well, you go to well that's what happened to me. Like I used to buy whole boxes. I used to save my allowances and I'd buy whole boxes.
Oh, yeah.
Of Pokemon cards.
Yeah, dude. Back in the day, you could only buy 2 packs at Meijer.
Yeah, Tops.
At Meijer,
I'd go
too.
To Tops, yeah, and yes. I'd go to everywhere. And
I just went into Tops the other day, 2 days ago.
Tops
I
sucks.
That place. So everything is reasonable.
Fuck Tops.
You heard it here first, Tops.
Look, fuck Tops.
You're an official
Trade
enemy
Center.
Of Skunk Ravine.
For a local game store.
In BHMI.
For a local game store, it actually has, like, one of the best, like, varieties of things, and they're all priced at the market value, which is stupid fucking expensive.
Fuck Tops. We already said it.
Hey.
Statement made. It's on tape. It's on record. Quit
now
trying to build them up.
I go to the Pokemon card section, and they had the little spinny card
now I'm
thing.
On your side.
Yeah.
They got that little spinny card thing, and there was a...
They're supposed to be on our side.
A pack of cards from the first...
I know what they used to have brown bag specials, like
yep,
Henry's.
You did.
Yeah, I know.
You get a cheese super and a Charizard.
I know.
They had the original pack of cards.
Chili cheese dog that's cold. Hot dog's cold.
Because they got it from...
Chili cheese. Yeah.
They got it from Henry's and brought it back in.
Somebody had lunch in the fridge.
They had an original pack of Pokemon cards in that spinny thing, and it said Meijer, $3.24. The sticker, the original sticker. And I said, oh, shit. How much you selling that for? Guess how much they're selling it for.
$800.
$700.
Hey!
$700 fucking dollars. And then you're not even guaranteed to fucking...
You don't
like
know what's
anything.
In there, yeah.
And then you know Spook what? They can actually weigh the packs to see if there's a special card in it. So they could have took it back and weighed it, and they're like,
like
nothing good
like a super precise
fucking,
scale.
Yes.
Wow.
It's fucking...
Because, like, does the dude, like, come on... To the card?
No, only I do because I know where it is.
How do they seal the...
No, I mean, like...
You know
the,
what?
How do they know the card weighs more?
Yeah.
Like,
the
does
foil,
the...
The foil on it weighs more.
Oh, the foil.
The gold inlays.
It
weighs like...
The diamonds?
No, it weighs...
The diamonds?
It's the diamonds?
It weighs like 0.05 grams more than a regular
diamond. Well, you know what?
They could tell.
I'm at 0.05 grams of thousands of dollars from that Charizard card.
You want to hear a funny story?
I think somebody named Phil or somebody named...
Don't say
I didn't name. Say anything.
Just say hey, so, just hey, say a name. I don't so I don't have to edit shit out later.
You want to hear a funny story?
He's ruining it.
You're ruining it.
You're look, killing it.
You're killing look, it,
we
dude.
Just down, we just moved down to Mississippi. Have you ever been to an auction before?
I don't think so.
So there's a big Mississippi thing.
Wait, did you say silent auction?
No, it's not even silent. So there's Jeff Martin.
It's like the they do that,
right? It's Jeff Martin auctioneers. They're all across country. They have one in Mississippi.
They should have one with guns. Where you just like shoot.
Boom!
They're like,
if you survive, you get it.
Guy told me about Jeff Martin auctioneers. I go up there with Tyler, right? I looked around, I left, okay? But you can go online and then you could still bid on shit from home and make an account. I'm sitting there with my wife and I see.
My wife.
2002 Mercury Mountaineer,
ooh.
Right? And it looked like it was in good condition, and it came up to that, and they had this fucking car that was going through, and they're like, and it's like so fucking quick, and they're like, it got to that Mountaineer, and I said, honey, we can bid on this fucking Mountaineer, it's going for $300 right now. She was like, just do it. So I bid on it, somebody outbid me, I'm online at home, right? I didn't have time to look through the pictures, I just see the first one. And I bid $500. And I won the bid. And I said, honey, we just got a new car. And she was like, what? What? She like sat up. And I said, we won. We fucking won. And it said, I won on the website. I'm like, ah, cool. And I was like, took a break and I looked through the fucking pictures. The third, fourth picture down, the passenger side of the fucking 2002 Mercury Mountaineer was in like a fucking T-bone collision.
gotcha.
It was in a fucking T-bone collision.
Gotcha, bitch.
It was in a T-bone collision. Like frame damage. Right? And so then now, I keep going in the pictures and I see the interior. It's like all muddy as fuck and like torn up. And I'm like, oh no. And then she sees the picture. Let me see him. I'm like, I don't think you want to. Let me see him.
I don't know if you
I just won with a $500 bid, right? And then... She started crying. Like, actually started crying.
Don't let her listen to this.
This is a funny story. You're right.
It's true. She started crying. I felt like shit.
So,
what
Ashley...
motherfucker.
Ashley got home.
Who?
Ashley got home today.
What?
Ashley got home today.
Tim's wife.
This morning.
Oh, my wife. From where?
I guess
I don't know what
work.
The fuck you're talking about.
She works at night.
Yeah, okay. You make it sound like she came like
she's worked
from
at,
fucking bro, me, I was just taking a piss.
Guys, let
you
me
make
get back
it
into
sound
it.
Like she came from like
let me get back into it. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Tell me, Alex. So, anyways, she asked
you made
me,
it sound like she came from somewhere cool.
No.
Yeah.
It's very uncool.
You
it's
said she got awesome. Home tonight. Like,
yo, sh-
like I thought maybe she was at, like, maybe she went to Greece.
No,
like.
But if you let me finish, I will explain to you why.
Never.
Why I said it's so interesting.
Yeah, I got it.
Because there's a reason for it.
All right.
So she got home.
I'm listening.
From work.
Yes, yes.
Not work. Fun.
You know.
And
sometimes it works fun. But.
I was up making the kids breakfast, and she's like, what's up with your underwear in the bathtub? And I was like, oh, I sharted last night.
Of course.
Yeah.
Bro, sometimes that happens.
Yeah. I was laying on my stomach, and I just woke up, and I was just like,
yeah.
Fuck. And
did you try to clench?
Oh, no, I caught it. I stopped it.
Yeah,
but
like,
I did leave you, like a tuna can yeah. size yellow spot.
Well, yeah,
what the
like,
fuck?
And it sucks.
No,
it sucks. That,
no, I've been there. Mine have never been tuna can size.
Of course, yes.
I mean, it was a squirt, you know.
Well, yeah,
and it was yellow because I don't have a gallbladder and my body doesn't break down fat properly, so I get gross yellow, like neon yellow shits.
He like got my it. Daughter.
Not all day. The time, but sometimes.
Ah, yeah. Mustard.
So, mustard baby.
Yeah, it's kind of mustardy, but it's mustard, like, it's like electric.
Mustard ass.
It's like, wow.
That's going to be the name. That's going to be the name.
There you go.
Mustard ass.
Electric mustard.
Electric mustard.
It's that, it's that electric mustard.
Mustard ass.
So, yeah, and it sucks too because it was in my, I was wearing my Diet Word fucking underwears.
Mm.
So they're white.
They got you.
So that's probably just going to be a
well, not.
Well, everyone's going to be like, are you wearing your underwear backwards? Like, you got a big piss stain on your pants. Like, right on your butt. Wait.
Fix
I
it.
Can honestly say, so the one where y'all were talking about shitting yourselves.
Yeah.
Was my wife heard it, and then she was like, oh my God, have you done that? And I'm like, actually, no, I've never actually shit myself.
Well, aren't
to
you
the capacity. In the capacity, most definitely.
Get on our level.
But you know what? We're still waiting.
You're
for
not living.
It's 50-50.
Risk it.
So we are team not shit ourselves.
Dude,
so,
you guys gotta risk it.
So, hey, a day before we came out here, Junior swallowed a fucking quarter.
Yeah, dude. Now you got
to. So we're waiting for him to shit it
now
out.
Now they're on poop patrol.
I brought a 10-inch flathead screwdriver, and I've named it the poo driver.
Whoa.
You just need a metal detector.
You're just shoving it in your just kid's ass? Just
listening for tinks.
just running
off. Oh, yeah.
All right, hey. Can I finish my story?
Just start there.
Yeah,
never.
Sorry.
So, when I got up, and after I shit my pants in bed, I went into the bathroom, and as I was going, I was, like, doing this and walking through the hallway, and I was like, I totally, like, woke up so I could go take a shit, and I was like, that's all on me. There's no, like, but as I was walking, with my funny bone in my eye, I ran into, like, the door frame to the, dude, it hurt so bad. I was just like, dude, like, I squared right into it, and it hurt so bad.
See the stars?
No, luckily I didn't, because I wasn't, like, I didn't, like, smack my head. I just, like, pushed my head back. Get up here.
Beer me, bro.
There's so much cum on it. You're right. You won't get pregnant.
What was wrong?
But it was like dangling.
You won't get pregnant.
There's not enough friction to hold on.
Dude, I feel like this is way too close to my throat.
You know, it probably is. That's probably why
it's probably sending 5G signals to your neck.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, I'm not worried about that. But like, every time I turn this way.
I mean, just take it off and put it right there, then.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Or stick it on a stick and just hold it.
Jesus Christ.
I don't fucking know. Put it on a pencil. Welcome to the podcast. We're very professional over here.
I think I spilled beer all over my microphone. God damn.
Fuck off.
This is tough. Hold on. I just turned it off.
I'm just going to hold it. No, it's all good. I got this.
I'll just hold mine, too, then, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Shit.
Breathe in for 10 seconds. Hold it right. For 5, then exhale.
I'm fine.
Right here.
I'm not this fucking screaming.
It's got a bluffer on it.
My heart.
You got a blow roof.
Am I?
Now it's like hidden. Now it is hidden.
It's hidden?
Yeah. Well, except for the little green light. If that little green light on it was like just painted over, looking straight at me. Yeah, let's go investigate a bank or something. You just go in there and be like, I want to know stuff.
I'll just be like, yes. Indubitably.
I see you staring at my beard.
He was there with a fresh haircut in Gen 6 with that microphone on.
he was the inside man.
Yeah, he was the inside man. He was the one setting up all the bricks in the corner.
You just go talk to a loan officer and you're like, so what's been going on in here at the bank?
Yes.
Anything?
Anything I need to
You
know?
Gotta fluff up like both sides though. Like,
and then I'm gonna be in the van like, I can't hear shit, it's just beard scratches and I don't know what's happening.
What did he do?
Alex, stop screaming at the bank manager.
Stop getting so sexy with it.
They're talking all loud. Nick, smell my beard while you explain to me the shadiness.
Nick, tell me why you don't like Star Wars anymore.
Oh, shit. I don't know. It just looks lame.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
You don't like the new Acolyte show?
Mm. I haven't watched
it. Gotta do both.
I'm gonna wait for all the episodes to come out.
Do you watch Ahsoka?
Yeah.
Do you like that one?
Some stuff.
I heard it was like 40 minutes each episode with girls standing with their arms crossed talking to each other.
Yeah, and then there was like 5 minutes of butts. It was fucking good.
Mandalorian season 1 and 2 is the GOAT.
But I love Alex, that. Have you watched anything this week? Do you have any
non-body cam footage?
All I watch is body cam.
No, do you got any movie review or anything to do?
Somebody said there was like some Ghostbuster video, like
a new one
with Paul Rudd.
Yeah, like what the?
There's two of them.
There's
now.
Two. That's what I heard.
It's like Ghostbusters, what the fuck? Ice Kingdom, or something like
yeah.
Frozen.
Yeah, they're like weird names.
That's the second one. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the second.
Like what the fuck?
And what was the first one called?
Ghostbusters.
Like,
Ghostbusters.
Somebody was talking to me about it. Like I should have known. And I was like,
it was an all woman. Ghostbusters.
No, not that. There's two that. Yeah, we don't. We know Speaky.
Or what's the last funniest movie you remember seeing? The newest funniest movie you've seen?
Fuck.
Laugh out loud, fucking shit funny.
Alright. The end of Strays. Strays was pretty good.
What, just the end of it?
The end was fucking hilarious. Like, I laughed my ass off.
What year did that come out?
Was that was
that's like the Stephen King cat, right?
No, oh. Strays. With the dogs. It's like Jamie Foxx and Will Ferrell.
Yeah. So you said the
Stray
end,
Dogs.
The end was funny.
Yeah, when he's doing stuff. I don't want to ruin it for anybody who hasn't seen it.
Okay.
The dog who gets outed.
Have you ever seen a comedy in theaters?
Yeah, when I was like, well, oh, fuck. Nick, what's the one we saw when the lady shushed us? When the kid, it was like, it was like an pretty much empty, like empty theater. And it was when Polly met. Or when Sally met Paula, whatever the fuck.
What? No.
Dude, the one with fucking
Ben Stiller and
he eats the Thai food.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, and there's along the ferret. Polly. Yeah, yeah. And and she writes the kid book where the kid gets his fingers blown off.
Yeah. Holy shit.
That was like 2009.
I don't remember that. I don't remember.
I think that was at Twin City Theaters or some
is
shit.
That Niles?
No, like, that was in St.
Oh,
Joe.
Yeah, by fucking, the
like, Qdoba. It's a urology center now.
Uh-huh. Over by Qdoba?
Yeah.
That was before that me, I think.
No. Either way, no. Oh, no, it was Celebration then.
I saw...
No, okay. No, but wait. But it was Celebration, and some lady was behind us. And we laughed when she was talking about the fucking children's book that she wrote.
Papa on the hands off.
Yeah, with the fireworks. And his fingers were everywhere. And we all started laughing, and a lady behind us shushed us. And then all I can think of now is like Always Sunny, the shushing.
Oh, yeah.
We got shushed, yeah. Dude.
Did you?
And then the whole rest of the movie, when she left, we were like, shh.
So.
Yeah, it was good.
So we didn't get to laugh at that movie. We're too busy shushing people.
Yeah, dude, it was good.
Dude, that movie fucking rules, man.
Dude, it was
Philip
hilarious.
Seymour Hoffman in that is so goddamn funny.
It was hilarious.
So, 2009.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, so what's the last funniest movie you saw?
I do not know. What's your point?
No, that wasn't the last funniest. I was just thinking off.
Comedy.
Like, he's gonna edit happened. This. Yeah.
Maybe I will.
2014, comedy ended. The last funniest slapstick movie was 21 Jump Street.
I don't know. Fucking Don't Mess with the Zohan.
That came out in like 2006.
Oh, you mean... Okay,
like,
all right.
Time-wise, when it has a funny movie, like, really came out?
Shit.
I think you're just getting old and jaded.
No.
Yeah.
I think you are. No, I think you're just getting old and fucking senile and jaded.
If you look at senile old man movies each year, comedy used to be
the government's gotten to.
Dude, I watch anything that looks good.
You won't even tell us.
And honestly, comedies don't look good to me anymore. I'm getting old and bitter and jaded too. I don't fucking care. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I've grown up and now I'm watching stand up and shit like that. Instead of watching, like,
stand up's the shit.
Yeah, and like I'd rather watch an hour of stand up or even a half hour or whatever.
Or listen to it. Even. And, I don't even have to watch it.
Oh yeah, just throw it on.
I mean, sometimes you have to watch it, but that's like certain comics.
Well, I'd rather do that than like watch a comedy movie.
Yeah, because comedy punch movies,
of course, they don't look good anymore. But like, I don't know, I can go back and watch Happy Gilmore and not fucking laugh at it. You know?
Yeah.
I can go back and watch Billy Madison and it's like...
Well, because you like already watched it in your head.
It's true. Have you ever sat down and said, let's watch a comedy and then like look through Netflix to see if something was new?
Yeah, for like 5 hours until I fall asleep and then I wake up to the TV on and then I'm like, I'm awake because the TV's on still.
But then you watch...
Yeah, I do it every fucking night. It's called insomnia.
That's why we watch police killing people.
Yeah. Fuck off.
He was like, that was justified. That was.
Mm-hmm.
I should get some sleep. But let's see if this next one is justified.
Maybe.
Now you gotta switch over and watch Unjustified.
Well, if you chuck a rock at a cop's head and it bounces 12 feet in the air, like, I think you should be able to shoot that person.
If they have a basketball? Wait, what'd you say?
If you chuck a fucking, like... It's a 6 foot tall man.
Uh huh.
I can tell because it goes behind the police cruiser.
I did the trigonometry.
I figured out it's just the time and date. Fucking.
I figured out the time
and
date.
I'm retarded. I didn't fucking. I mean,
figured out the angle of the sun and the shadow. And figure out how
fucking
tall he was.
Chuck a rock hard enough at somebody's head, it bounces.
Oh,
fucking
you said a rock.
4 feet higher than a police cruiser. Like that's like 8 feet. Like
that's some math right there, bro. I can't argue with that one.
Bro, like
that's math. Like, yeah.
You fucking nailed that motherfucker in the head. And he even gave him a chance. He only shot at him twice.
Oh, after the rock throw?
Oh yeah.
Was that what you were gonna show us when we came over?
No. I don't even know what the
he saved a video for us.
Well, no. Well fuck
I did.
No, we can watch
no,
it.
No, let's do it.
Okay, let's watch it now.
Alright. Let's see what's up.
So there you go, some Dan Soder, dude.
Man, that's who I was talking about.
Because the people who do the comedy that I wanna watch don't fucking make comedies. You know, I don't want to watch Kevin Hart in a fucking movie anymore, dude.
Did you think Superbad was funny?
Yeah, it was all right. You know, it was good. It was good when I was young. If I watch it again now, I'd probably be like, all right. Why is everything in Wisconsin, bro?
It's a lot. It's always
in Wisconsin.
Nah, it is.
I live 30 minutes from Appleton.
Nah.
Or LA.
It's Florida, Wisconsin.
I wonder,
New York is a big one right
is Wisconsin one of those states that is like Florida where they have the like sun, is it the sunshine, like?
Florida's the sunshine state.
Where it's like, they,
or California's
where state. Everything's public record though. You know what I mean? No, wait, is California's the sunshine state?
Florida.
But no, they
shit, either one.
But what I'm talking about is like the sunshine law, which is where everything that happens in like court and shit like that is public. So that's why you see so many like Florida Man videos and stories and stuff like that, is because it's automatically like public record.
So but people, you see what's going on in fucking New York City right now, right?
No, not really. I don't know. What do you mean?
Venezuelan super gangs up there are armed. They're robbing people eating on the side, like outside of restaurants. They're
yeah.
In broad daylight, they're robbing them.
They do that all the time. They've been to. What are you talking about? The fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's what they do.
They found severed heads.
That's Brazil.
He said that's in New York City.
Don't worry, this black man will tell you all about it.
I highly doubt this is the video you were going to show us.
I know. I can't fuck.
These your videos are so. Wait, go back.
Go back.
Go back. The deadliest insect, Lauryn Hill, fat shamed in Germany, dude. Yeah, I love your. I want to get on your YouTube one day and just click around on like black stuff,
bro. It's all autistic over. Brat.
They found seven
heads. Oh, was that the fucking wait? Oh, that's not
this
fun.
Is great. Great content.
Alex algorithm, body cam footage,
the Alex rhythm,
black screen, Kyle Kinane, starting fires,
big boobs,
big boobs. Go back one. Go back.
Wait,
two.
Big boobs.
What? No. Go right.
Where?
Right.
There's big boobs.
Right. How to get that right? Right.
What? Where?
How to get a free ride to jail?
Yeah, I was gonna say like big boobs. What? I did not look up big boobs.
It's like it's a bit.
It's right there, but
all right.
Hello, it is Nick here. That's gonna be the end of the episode. The last 15 minutes got fucked up somehow, so that's it for now. Goodbye.